That's Soft Cell, Tainted Love from 1982.
Is it really?
Or so. Maybe Mr. Wolf will be able to tell us that. We got Mr. Wolf on the line. Hello, Mr. Wolf.
Hey!
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Around the room, Olivia, are you good?
I'm good.
Sarah?
Yep, good.
And Alison?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Wonderful. How are you, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, I'm freaking fantastic as well.
Mr. Wolf, you sound jolly. Are you okay there?
Yeah, I've had a fantastic week.
Oh, tell us all about your week, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, I've discovered these two new television programmes on the television.
This almost sounds like my dad's week. Go on, what have you discovered, Mr. Wolf?
Okay, I've discovered this really horrifying programme. It's really, really scary. And I've found a nice family comedy one. They're really, 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 really good.
Mr. Wolf, can you give us their names?
Yeah, but the scary one is Penelope Keith's Hidden Villages.
Oh, Penelope who, sorry?
Penelope Keith. I mean, she goes around England creeping up on these really small villages and tells you history about them and talks to locals, you know, sort of like, because they're hidden villages, they don't get out a lot and they've all got six or seven fingers. But it's really, really frightening.
That isn't Penelope Keith of The Good Life and To the Manor Born fame, is it?
Oh, it certainly is. Oh, I'll tell you what, she is a really scary person.
I'm sure she is.
Frightening. Frightening.
So what happens in Hidden Villages, then?
Well, she turns up at these villages, walks around and tells you all about the history of them and meets people and watches things like Morris Dancing, you know, and things like that. Although, the other day, she went to Cumbria and Beatrix Potter lived in Cumbria and bought loads of farms and she used to breed food. Sorry, sheep. Yay. Loads of sheep.
You like sheep, don't you, Mr. Wolf?
It was like a takeaway for me. I'll tell you. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, but it was scary at the same time. You know, this woman, I'll tell you what, it's not for kids. Definitely not for kids. I wouldn't, you know, I'd be a bit careful about that.
Miss Beasley in the corner, have you looked this up on your little iPad?
I have.
You look up? Can you give us some more details on it?
It does look horrifying. It does. She's been to Rosendale Valley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bude. Snowdonia. Stratford-upon-Avon, which is terrifying. Yeah, it's a slasher hidden behind the facade of a quintessentially English village.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I had to hide my head behind my paws, you know, because it was just so creepy. It really was.
What else?
You know, she's meeting all these weird people and finding about the history of sticky toffee pudding.
I know. You got very scared at George Clark's Amazing Spaces. Is this a scarier than that?
Only slightly frightening, I must admit.
Okay.
Only slightly, but I did discover a nice, warm, family-friendly, sort of like a rom-com type program, which is quite good, actually.
Oh, what's that called, then?
The Walking Dead. Oh, it's a scream a minute. Well, actually, a scream every 30 seconds. It's so much fun.
Any fans of The Walking Dead on the table here?
I've not seen it.
I'm looking at you, Alison. You've got murderous intent.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen it. Mm. Sorry.
It's a classic American program full of British actors playing lead roles.
That's most American things are just full with British actors.
Yeah, but Idris Elba.
British actors playing Americans, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's
well, I suppose
the thing.
You've given us Renée Zellweger, so I suppose we have to put up with these things. So, but it's a lovely show. If you ever sort of want to curl up, you know, with a mug of cocoa and something to nibble at night and want something to feel good about, watch The Walking Dead.
Mr. Wolf, you could have gone through an array of people like George Clooney and you could have gone people, loads of American people who have played British parts. You went with Renée Zellweger.
See, I would have gone with Robert Downey Jr.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but Renée's so convincing.
No, she's not.
Mr. Wolf's line on Renée Zellweger. Hey, they gave us Dick Van Dyke.
True.
He was really convincing.
Oh, blimey, Mary Poppins.
He skippity doo. Wonderful. What else have you been up to this week, then, Mr. Wolf?
Not really. I sort of sat around the house watching the cats run around, and I went for a walk, found a sheep.
Lovely.
Left the remains, came home, and sat around, really. So what's happening at Burst Radio?
Well, Mr. Wolf, what's happening at Burst Radio? Well, tonight you shall be very interested. At 7 o'clock, it is Ben's Motown Hour. It is new. Are you into Motown, Mr. Wolf?
No.
Okay. last night was the final in the series of the JK show. Are you into Korean or Japanese pop, Mr. Wolf? Okay, let's see. Right now on Burst is a show called The Friday Meltdown. Are you into the hits of MGMT, Kareem Bailey Ray, and The Futureheads?
Well, unfortunately, you did mention Kareem Bailey Ray and The Futureheads.
Do you like MGMT?
Yeah, no, they're not bad.
Wonderful. Sadly, you've missed that bit now. Oh. But you'll be able to hear it again at 9:30 tonight, where you're repeating The Friday Meltdown. How about that?
Oh, fantastic.
Will you be too busy watching Penelope Thingy from Thingy?
No. I'm gonna give myself a nice sheep leg and a nice bowl of water and curl up and watch some more Walking Dead.
That sounds lovely. Well, Mr. Wolf, the last thing, I think we got to thank you because you sent us a signed photo of yourself that we're putting up in the Burst office.
Well, it's the least I could do, you know, because you're such lovely people, and you've put me on the radio and given me even more fame than I should have.
I don't know. Have you met Sarah? So Sarah's got a psychotic look in her eye. She could snap at any second.
Ooh. Maybe she should team up with Penelope.
You've missed a show tonight.
Sorry?
You've missed a Friday show. Every Friday. Midnight.
Sorry. Alison, you know what, there's loads I've missed. I'll tell you what, Mr. Wolf, are you into metal?
I tried chewing on a piece of lead once, but then I found it was very toxic. So I generally stick to iron, steel,
Wolf, are you into hard rock?
Granite. So predictable!
Mr. Wolf, Alison's Midnight Metal Hour, where she discusses titanium, platinum, and Metallica.
We have a special aluminum feature tonight, yeah.
A what?
Aluminum. Yeah. It's aluminium. No, it's aluminum.
Aluminium.
Sorry, Alyssa, I just want to get some perspective of your life here. When you go back to Houston in Texas and you say to your parents, well, how was this term? You say, well, I had an argument with a puppet wolf on the phone about how to pronounce aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminum.
Say it with me, ready? Hello? Say hello.
Hello.
Min?
No.
No. See, you know that despicable me, you got Minion, yeah? Just say Alu in front of that. Aluminium.
No, because it's like, my name is Alison, and it's aluminum. They're different.
Your name's Alison Aluminum?
No, but they're different.
What was I thinking?
They're pronounced differently.
Well, Mr. Wolf, now that you've decided to have a fight with Alison over the pronunciation of a word... do you want some Durin?
Some Durin?
You wanted a special song, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Exactly. It's exactly how I'm feeling at the moment. You know, when I was thinking about Penelope Keith and Beatrice Potter and Sheep, I'm now hungry like the wolf.
Wonderful. So some Durin for you, Mr. Wolf?
Hey!
Okay, so Alison has hopefully... Not taking that to you haven't taken that to offensive, yeah?
No, not at all.
Okay, Sarah, I don't think you're gonna go psycho at any point. You're not like Penelope Keith. I'm very sorry for that. Olivia didn't feel the wrath of Mr. Wolf this week, which is
not this week.
A strange thing.
Next time,
maybe next time. Are you a fan of Olivia, Mr. Wolf?
Oh yeah. I mean, her name is Olivia, and it rhymes like a poem with
Bolivia.
No, I can't say Bolivia.
Trivia.
Olivia.
Well, thank you.
Luckily, there's nothing else that could be on the radio at the same time as this, so this will have to do. Mr. Wolf, thank you very much.
I phoned up my parents in Siberia. They're listening.
Are they? No, that's nice. What's their names?
Mr. and Mrs. Wolf.
So you Junior Wolf, you and Mr. Wolf Junior?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Wolf with two eyes, you see. Because he's senior, he has one eye. You know, so it's Mr. Wolf. Mrs. Wolf, and I'm Mr. Wolf.
Very true. Thank you very much, Mr. Wolf. We'll speak to you next time.
Oh, the pleasure's all yours.
Thank you. You want some Duran?
I'd love some.
You get some.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time, Mr. Wolf.
Yep, see you soon.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Wolf.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.